And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden was in North Carolina while concerns surround Biden and his debate performance. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It was a shaky performance in Atlanta for the president. He is moving on.
I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president's performance at the debate shows his weakness.
I take no pleasure in saying that. I think this is a very dangerous situation.
St. Anselm's political science professor Chris Galderi says the debate performance added to concerns about the 81-year-old president.
He looked frail. He's noticeably older than he was when he was elected.
Donald Trump's supporters have seemed unconcerned about his relationship with the truth during the debate, and his performance and delivery helped him with them. There is no evidence President Biden is willing to end his campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
One of the numerous rulings released on Friday by the U.S. Supreme Court may affect not only some January 6th rioters, but former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The High Court has ruled in the case of a former Pennsylvania police officer who was charged with obstruction for interfering with the presidential ballot certification in 2021. The charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that the accused tried to tamper with documents. That's based on a law from 2002 surrounding the Enron financial scandal. As it relates to some of the Capitol rioters, only a small group of those charged fall into that category. But experts say this decision could be used by Donald Trump and his Republican allies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit our website.